her own blood. People screamed around them, realizing what was happening. But Nani couldn't falter. The world had shrunk to Nani trying to stop Odelia from murdering them. Odelia struck again, kicking at Nani's calves. But Nani was stronger, using her weight against her opponent. Svenja was still on the floor. "Stop this!" Nani screamed at the Odelia. "Over her dead body!" She made another strike with her knife, and Nani slammed against Odelia, bracing her arms around the girl's waist, trying to stop her rage, pressing her back. Nani felt a flicker of movement behind Odelia, a shadow emerging. And as suddenly as she had started the fight, Odelia crumpled to the floor, her knife falling, clattering loudly. Rory stood over the crumpled body, her short hair ruffled up, the book in her hand raised high as a weapon. And for a moment, she looked like a vision. It felt surreal seeing her standing there awake. "Christ," Rory uttered. "I fall asleep for 2 weeks and this place goes to hell." Rory grinned at Nani, who didn't know whether to hug Rory, hug Svenja, or simply start crying. Rory knelt next to Svenja, sparing Nani the choice. Svenja's wound didn't look too ugly, but the blood was welling. Nani pressed the wound, and Svenja winced. "Nice way out," Svenja said, trying to be funny. Nani smiled, blinking away the tears. "You're not mad," Svenja groaned.
"I'm pissed at you for taking so damn long to realize this."
"You shouldn't be talking."
"You'll hear me for the rest of your life," Svenja said pointedly. "When I'm done with you, when I'm done prying all your secrets and learning everything there is to know about you, Nina Esesh, and only then will I shut up, because I'll be too busy kissing you."
Nani smiled again, and Svenja pulled her in for a kiss. Rory groaned loudly in the background, and Nani helped Svenja get up. The students had all heard the commotion, half the ballroom stopping to look at the scene. "We have to go,"